Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey Grant from the Bank of Cardiff. It's Christine. How are you?
Oh, what's up, Christine? How you doing?
Still living that same dream. What's up
Oh,
with it?
nice.
What's the app number for FIDO?
Let me pull that up for you real quick. Trying to
Actually,
get
for
Ruben over
me.
here too. 'Cause
Did
I'm
Amy
like out of
try
the
to talk
loop.
to me about
I'm
this? Because
sorry?
I don't have any. E Did Amy try to talk to me about this? Because I don't have any emails or anything.
No, I'm unsure of what exactly is going on, but I can get you the
Got
app
it.
number right quick for
Okay.
sure.
All right.
Ruben's gonna come over and chat to you for a moment, so brace yourself for a good time, 'cause he's living the dream too. That's his saying, so it's funny that you say that.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he's always like, whenever he's on the phone, somebody's like, "Oh, Ruben, what's up? How you doing?" He's like, "Oh, well, I'm living the dream, sir."
Well, I think him and I might be in different dreams, but we're definitely living
Yeah, exactly. All
there.
right, I think. Come on, where's the FinPac app number? I know I had it recently. I will find it no matter what. Fido. I think it is 672-552.
672 is
Speaking of, the gentleman named Ruben has arrived.
672552
Yes.
is Psychologically Laboratories.
Phytotechnology Laboratories, yes.
Oh, if I could read, I might. Okay, so
Yeah.
that's Fido. All right, got it.
Yeah. So here, I'm gonna hand my headset over now to Ruben. He's gonna chat for you for a moment. All right. So here you go. Thanks again for calling me back, Christine.
Of course.
Hey, Christine. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Tired. I was just asked to. You asked. I was just asked to help out. I just noticed something on the approval. So this one was approved for some reason as heating, like HVAC equipment, and the rep thinks that, or Amy's under the impression that the customer has to own the building. But then when I looked at the approval, I'm thinking that maybe this is, the rep's saying this is a walk-in cooler, from what I understand, not HVAC, which to me are two separate categories, as long as, from my experience working with FinPac.
Right. So, let me see if there was an invoice submitted really quick, because it was submitted as HVAC, ventilation, AC, and that's what prompted the
Who is that? What's
approval.
clicking buttons?
I think so.
Ouch.
Let's see here. You say buttons like I do?
Like on our side, we're selecting the wrong information, it sounds like.
Well, I think, but let me see. I'm going to see if, usually we don't change it unless we see an invoice and the invoice says something different than what it was submitted for. So it was submitted for this. I'm double checking on something. Okay. So that's what it was submitted for and that's what kicked out the proof of ownership. Then we were told that the customer actually doesn't own the building, but also wanted to change the equipment to this modular office, which we thought were cubicles, but when we looked up the vendor's website, it's definitely like a clean room, which we certainly would not ever finance. So now you're saying it's not heating and ventilation, it's not a modular office slash clean room, it's a walk-in cooler?
I think our app, and I think it's on our, it's probably, from my basic understanding, I think the client's talking to get a lot of equipment, and I think one of the pieces he's trying to get is a walk-in cooler, not
Okay.
HVAC. I don't think it ever was
Why don't
HVAC.
you send me over a quote or invoice for a walk-in cooler? Because credit's not even going to look at this deal again because they've already looked at it 3 times unless we have an invoice or a quote for them.
Okay.
So
And
if we get an invoice
with
from
walk-in coolers, you don't require the customer to own the building, correct?
No.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your help. You rock.
Of course. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.